You know, it's great up here. I don't see anything. It's like blank. When the lights, you didn't tell me. It's like nothing. This is great. This really is. This is a short story of a former avid flea market shopper, and I'm a foodie. I've always loved flea markets and was told that there was this very special flea market on Mondays in New Hope, Pennsylvania. After years and years and years of begging my husband, he finally agreed to take me. But it meant going on Sunday and staying in a bed and breakfast place because the flea market opened at 6 a.m. in the morning. It was this charming bed and breakfast place. And boy, I was really looking forward to the advertised homemade breakfast. But the line, the owner said that in order to get in the long line to get a parking place at the flea market, you had to get in line at 5:30 a.m., and I remarked to the owner how disappointed I was. It was probably too early to get that special breakfast that they always have. Oh, but she said, I'll fix you a basket of goodies and leave it outside your door to enjoy as you wait the next morning online. And we were not disappointed. Homemade muffins, coffee, croissants, jams, the whole works. Sure enough, at 5:30, we get on this long line and manage the parking space. But you know, like about 10 o'clock in the morning, it seemed everyone was looking for a bathroom. And they had 10 porta potties set up just for that. Well, I hated porta potties, but what are you going to do? So, I mean, and there were porta potties, these 10 porta potties, and each one of them had people lined up. So I get in one of the lines, and I got in the line, and when it was my turn, I entered. And I held my pocketbook, you know, because I didn't want my pocketbook to touch the dirty floor. So I'm sitting on the potty doing what I was there to do. And all of a sudden, some little kid comes over, opens the door, swings it open all the way to the side. And here I am sitting there on the potty. And I'm staring at these lines of people all looking at me, sitting there, holding up my pocketbook. And finally, some nice woman came over, and she shut the door for me. You know, so I figured there's 10 lines and about 6 people in each line, each one taking 3 to 5 minutes inside the potty. So I figured if I sat there for about 30 minutes, holding my pocketbook, maybe they would all be gone and forget about me. It was a horrible 30 minutes, you know, cooped up in that smelly porta potty. But I finally gingerly exited, and I met my husband over at the tool booth, and he looks at me, he says, where the heck have you been? I answered, you just wouldn't believe what happened. And I was sure that there were still people pointing and saying, that's that poor potty woman. And I never cease to pass a porta potty without thinking of that fateful day, and I've never used one since.